مبلغ for you is my prayer. مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success share. مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success share.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف. Dear Islamic brothers, lower your heads, concentrate on the bayan, and inshallah, before we begin the bayan, let's start off with making some good intentions. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's all make good intentions. Inshallah azza wa jal, I will go through a few of the intentions. Whatever applies to you, say inshallah azza wa jal. Whatever applies to me, inshallah, I will act upon that as well. Amir Ahl Sunnat has mentioned some of these intentions in his booklet, that whenever we listen to a bayan, try to sit in the attahiyat position. If you cannot sit in the attahiyat position, then sit in a position which is going to be comfortable for you. Whilst listening to the bayan, have your heads and gazed lowered. At the time of mentioning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name, I will recite the Durood-e-Pak, and inshallah you can also recite the Durood-e-Pak as well. When you hear the name of Allah, say Azza wa Jal O Jalla Jalaluhu. Inshallah, whatever we learn from the bayan, we will act upon it ourselves and then pass this on to other people according to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ballighu anni walau ayah. Pass on from me, even though it's an ayat, even though if it's a small thing. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will try to act upon these and then pass this knowledge on to other people as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Amir Ahle Sunnat, Shaykh Tariqat, the leader and founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Sattar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us. In one of his booklets, he mentions a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding sending durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites the most durood upon me in this world shall be the most closest to me on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one day we were with the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and coming back from a battle, from jihad, in a mountainous place, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ordered us that we will camp here. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he addressed all the companions and said, who is going to volunteer to be the guard for this army tonight? Two companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a muhajir and an ansari companion, both stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayka wa sallam, can we get the opportunity are being the guards of this Muslim army. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he agreed. Both of these two companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they held a Madani Mashura amongst themselves. And the Ansari companion, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to his friend, what we'll do is, we'll divide this night into two. First part of the night, I will stand guard and you can have some rest. And then the second part of the night, you can stand guard and I will have some rest. See, both, they both agreed upon this. And after a short while, the Ansari Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stood up for namaz. And he started reciting Surah Kahf. Whilst he was offering his namaz, an enemy who climbed a small mountain and saw someone offering namaz, he found the opportunity and threw spears and arrows at him. One of the arrows, it hit this companion and it was embedded into his body. He never broke his namaz. He again was hit with another arrow. And again, that did not divert his attention from the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. When the third arrow hit him, he went into ruku, he did sajda, and then he completed his namaz. He went and he woke up his companion. When this muhajir, sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he looked at the blood gushing from his body, he knew that there was something wrong. He asked him, what is wrong? And the Ansari Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied that someone has thrown arrows at me. And he said to him, but why did you not wake me up before? My dear Islamic brothers, look at this ashik of namaz and Quran. The reply he gave to his friend, he goes, by Allah, I was so engrossed in reciting the Holy Quran that I did not want to divert my attention from it. He goes, by Allah, if I did not promise the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that I am going to be the guard of the Muslims, I would have never broken my namaz, I would not have shortened my namaz, and I would have given my life, but I would not have stopped reciting the Holy Quran. My dear Islamic brothers, may Allah shower His blessings upon him. And for the sake of him, may Allah Ta'ala forgive our sins. My dear Islamic brothers, we see the jazba, the enthusiasm of this sahabi, so much love and devotion he had for offering his namaz, and so much love and devotion he had for reciting the Holy Quran. What about ourselves? How many times have we had the opportunity to recite the Holy Quran in the past week? How many times have we had the opportunity to sit and with the devotion and with the love of reciting the Holy Quran, have we ever read three ayats from Kanzul Iman and the translation and the tafsir? We are so busy in our lives today. Yeah, look at the life of these companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. They would rather give their lives for the sake of Islam, but they would not stop reciting the Holy Quran. Let me mention another beautiful story. Sayyiduna Thabit Bonani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a very, very pious and great wali of his time. Hazrat Sayyiduna Thabit Bonani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he used to offer nafal namaz all night, and during the day he would fast for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He talks about himself in a book and he says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Thabit Bonani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that in the Jami Masjid I have read and finished one Quran near every pillar of the masjid. Imagine, in every pillar of the masjid, Sayyiduna Thabit Bonani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he finished one Quran.
This is the jazba. This is the love for the Quran. This is the love to read and recite the beautiful word of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says that when Sayyiduna Sabit Bonani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, when he passed away and people were burying him inside the grave, one of the bricks, it fell inside the grave. A person, he knelt down to pick up the brick from the grave, and he was shocked that he saw Sayyiduna Shaykh Sabit Bonani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali standing up in his grave and reading namaz. They went to their daughter and they asked her, and the daughter, she replied that my father would always make this dua, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if you ever give anyone the opportunity to recite the Holy Quran inside the grave and to worship inside the grave, O Allah, give me the ability to recite and worship inside the grave. And then many people, they are witness, whenever they would go through or pass the grave of Sayyiduna Sabit Bonani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, they could hear the recitation of the Holy Quran coming from inside the grave. My dear Islamic brothers, what is the Quran? The Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the ulama, the scholars, they say that when a person, he reads the Quran, the angels, they come close to that person and they come close to his lips and they listen to him reciting the Holy Quran. In one of the hadith, in Sahih Bukhari, page number 410, hadith number 5027, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, meaning, the best person amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and then he teaches others. My dear Islam brothers, today, what is our thinking? You ask majority of the people on the streets, if you ask them this question, who is the most successful person in this world? And people, they will give you the answer. Someone with money, someone with fame, someone with a flashy car, someone who has beautiful looks. But according to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and then he teaches others. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the blessed environment of Dawat-e-Islami, we get this opportunity. We get this opportunity through Madrasatul Madina Balighan. We get this opportunity to learn our Quran, to rectify our Quran, and to read the Quran with tajweed. And my dear Islam brothers, the scholars, they commentate on this, that it means that a person should recite the Holy Quran in a very beautiful manner and read the Quran with the tajweed. My dear Islam brothers, each and every one of us, if we all question ourselves, those who are sat in this masjid, those who are listening to Madani channel, those Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's all ask ourselves this question. Do I know how to read the Quran with the tajweed? Do I know how to read the blessed word of Allah Azza wa Jal? Today, what is the sad fact today? I know how to read so-and-so book. I know how to read so-and-so biology book. I know how to read so-and-so physics book. But what I don't know is how to read the word of Allah, the Holy Quran. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever learnt and taught the Holy Quran and then acted upon the knowledge of the Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that on the day of judgment, that Quran will intercede for that person. My dear Islamic brothers, what is the reward? If I ask you, what do you get? How many good deeds would you get to read so-and-so's biography? If I say to you, what reward will you get that if you read so-and-so book? No one will be able to answer that, because there is no reward in reading any worldly matters. But when it comes to reading the Holy Quran and teaching the Holy Quran, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, which is narrated by Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever teaches one ayat of the Holy Quran or any sunnah of the deen, such a person, on the day of judgment, it says, there will be no reward better from Allah Azza wa Jal than anyone else. The one who learns the Quran and then he teaches the Quran to others. It is narrated by the blessed and sweet companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the seal of prophethood, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said, whoever teaches one ayah of the Holy Quran will receive double the reward for the one who learns it. So the person, he will receive double the reward, the one who teaches the Quran. And I would like to congratulate those Islamic brothers who learn the Quran, and especially those Islamic brothers who teach the Holy Quran. And alhamdulillah, my dear Islamic brothers, we should all try to get some time out. At this moment of time, the biggest excuses we use, we don't have time. We don't have time to read the Holy Quran. Brother, why don't you come to Madrasa Balighan? We won't even charge you a penny. And we'll teach you how to read the Quran. And the answer we get, I don't have time. Just think to yourself, we do have the time, but we are not spending our time wisely. We are not spending our time according to how we should be spending that time. We've got enough time to spend with our friends. We've got enough time to chat with them on the computer. We've got enough time to send messages across to one another for hours and hours. But what we don't have time is to learn the Quran, and we don't have time to read the Holy Quran. My dear Islamic brothers, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he says that the person whoever reads one word of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward that person with 10 good deeds. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, I'm not saying alif lam meem is one word. Alif is one, lam is one, and meem is one. So imagine, by reading these three letters, you get 30 good deeds. And imagine someone who reads one para of the Quran every day, how much reward is that person going to get? Imagine someone who reads one whole Quran every single day. We've heard about Sayyidina Sabit Bonani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he used to finish one Quran every day. Imagine how much reward he will be getting. So my dear Islamic brothers, every one of us should inshallah azza wa jal try to get some time out, try to spend time and sit with the Islamic brothers and learn how to read the Holy Quran. Let me move on, my dear Islamic brothers. We know that in our salah, in our namaz, to read the Quran is farz. That is one of the farz of namaz, to recite the Holy Quran. But do you know that what I mentioned before, that you need to read the Quran with tajweed? I want you to listen to these a few verses, my dear Islam brothers, very, very carefully. And then I want you to make that judgment. I want you to ask your heart today, do I know how to read the Quran? And then what are you going to do about that? Remember, inside the Holy Quran, in the Arabic alphabet, there are letters which sound similar. For example, ta, ta, ha, ha, dal, dod, qaf, kaf. So they sound similar. Let me just tell you, if you read these letters wrong, what the consequences will be, and how by reading the Quran wrong, you can change the meaning of the Quran. In para number 1, Surah Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Fi qulubihim," in their hearts. Qaf and kaf. This qaf with two dots on top, this is qaf, harufi musta'aliya. You have to read this voice with a broad sound, with a thick voice, qaf. And then the other kaf, kaf, with a thin sound. What is the difference? In the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, "Fi qulubihim." Qulub means qalb, the heart. And then there is another word similar to the qalb, which is qalb. Qalb means heart, and the other kaf means dog. So anyone who reads the verse of the Holy Quran, fi qulubihim, because he doesn't know how to recite the Quran with tajweed, he is reading instead of, and in their hearts, that person is going to read, and in their dogs. Can you see how by not learning the Quran properly, you change the meaning of the Quran? And that is why the scholars, they say, many people will read the Quran, and instead of gaining good deeds from that, they will gain sins from that. Imagine and think to yourself, those brothers who don't know how to read the Quran properly. And let me give you another example. Another example from the Holy Quran. Every one of us, those who don't know, who are not hafiz of the Quran, yeah, we all know this surah, Surah Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. That is one word. Even in this surah, there are a few words. But what the word I want you to think about is the word Allahu Samad. Samad with a sad, harufi musta'aliyah. Allahu Samad. Allahu Samad means Allah the independent. Allahu Samad, Allah the independent. Now when someone reads the Quran, Allahu Samad with the seen instead of the sad, then what the translation of that will be, because it's changed the meaning by not reading with the tajweed properly, the meaning of that will be, the meaning of Allahu Samad will be Allah the confused. Now, do we need anyone to explain to us what we've said? Ma'azallah, we've read Allah is confused. And that is a word of kufr. I'm not going to say if that will apply, we need to ask the scholars. But what I'm saying to you, my dear Islamic brothers, can you see, and there are 1,000 examples from the Holy Quran that I can mention in front of you. 1,000 examples that when someone does not read the Quran with tajweed, instead of getting good deeds, he will get bad deeds. Instead of gaining blessings and reward from the Quran, he is going to be cursed by Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers, the Quran is a source of blessing and a source of cure as well. Do you know the scholars and the Sahaba-i Kiram, and there's many hadiths of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that when the Sahaba-i Kiram, they used to get ill, what did they used to do? They used to recite the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in Surah 17, verse number 82, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And we sent down in the Quran that which is cure for the Muslims and a mercy." So what is the Quran? It is cure and it is mercy. That is why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, anyone who has any sort of a pain or is any sort of a problem, when he recites Surah Fatiha 7 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will give that person shifa. In Khazainul Irfan, the tafsir, the commentary of Surah Fatiha, and one of the names given to Surah Fatiha is also Surah Shifa. And in especially in the Tawizat-e Attariya, one of the wazifa the brothers they give when someone has family problems at home, husband and wife fighting one another, disobedient children, one of the wazifa which is given to them is that you recite Suratul Fatiha 7 times and then you blow into sugar, normal sugar which you have at home, blow into that sugar, give everyone that sugar to eat, inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of Allah, things will become normal in your family. So this is another, alhamdulillah, cure from the Holy Quran. But my dear Islam brothers, that will only happen when we learn the Quran with tajweed. Dawat Islami is giving you the opportunity. Why are we not taking this opportunity?
We don't want to go back from this ijtima. We want to gain something. Especially, imagine when someone dies in our family. What do? We run around to people. Hafiz sahab, read something. Qari sahab, read something. What about you? Because we don't know how to read it. How sad it will be that my father passes away, the son doesn't know how to read the Quran. My mom passes away, the son doesn't know how to make dua for his mother. We say we love them, we can give our lives for them. But my dear Islam brothers, for their sake and for your sake, can you not sacrifice 41 minutes every day of your life? Go to a Madrasatul Madina Balighan and learn the Quran. Who's going to make the intention? Niyat. Inshallah. Niyatul mu'min khayrum min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Inshallah. When you go outside, there will be a Madrasatul Madina Maktab there. If you want to learn the Holy Quran, give your name to the brothers on the Maktab. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will make arrangements to, and tell you where the closest Maktabatul Madrasatul Madina Balighan is in your area. And remember, there is no fees. The only thing what we want from you is to please give your time. And not only do you learn how to read the Quran, you learn about the masails of deen. You learn how to read the namaz properly. Inshallah, you will learn how to give dars, and also, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will rectify and correct your namaz as well. So my dear Islam brothers, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah Azza wa Jal reward us and give us the true understanding of the Holy Quran. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
O Muballik, for you is my prayer. O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.